Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second, the center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dick Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Keene moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Hiller goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Alou reaches second base with a double. McCovey scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davenport for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Sisco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller bunts towards the mound. Sisco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiller scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Jay Hook now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McCovey moves to third. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Christopher scores. Cannell moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Dick Smith. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott is 0-1 in the game. Burrott takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snyder now playing left field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-1 in the game. Bowman hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball towards right. Christopher catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 3. the Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snider hits a pop-up towards short. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry is hit by the pitch. Choo Choo Coleman pinch runs for Norm Sherry. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burrite hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jay Hook. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Burrite moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin bunts towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowman moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burrite hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Mays reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 8-4, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Giants. Choo-choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.